More Chicago suburbs join bus bans to stop Chicago-bound illegal aliens. By Warner Todd Houston on January 3, 2024. After another busload of illegal aliens was dropped off in the northwest suburban town of Woodstock, Illinois, the town council quickly met to pass an ordinance aimed at cracking down on buses from leaving illegal border crossers in their town. The city passed new rules requiring buses to file an application 5 days before dropping off passengers in the town located about 50 miles northwest of Chicago, according to the Northwest Herald. The rules also feature fines of $10,000 per bus and $750 per passenger for violating the 5-day filing requirement. It also allows for the city to impound buses that violate the ordinance. Woodstock has seen several busloads of migrants dropped off near the train stations to allow them to board the trains bound for Mayor Brandon Johnson's Chicago. Woodstock City Council member Gordy Tebo supported the new measures because the small hamlet of only some 25,000 residents does not have the resources to care for homeless illegal aliens. After the buses started dropping people off, Tebo said he was aghast that this has happened to people. "We don't have the resources to do it. As much as we'd love to do it, we don't have those resources," the council member said, according to the Herald. Woodstock Mayor Mike Turner noted that the new bus ordinance was modeled after the one passed in Chicago last month. "For the city of Woodstock, we determined that our approach would be to encourage and direct these migrants to accept transportation into the city of Chicago via train or bus so that they can make use of the city of Chicago, state of Illinois, federal government resources available to provide assistance to them," the mayor said in a Facebook post. Woodstock City Council member Melissa McMahon added that migrants of all ages were dropped off at the city's train station. "We saw children, I would say, as young as 18 months to senior citizens. Not prepared for this weather," McMahon said, according to WLS-TV. "Saw a very nondescript, white tour bus kind of thing, and we were like, knowing what's going on." Woodstock has joined a growing list of cities around Chicago passing ordinances banning or limiting bus drop-offs. As Breitbart News reported, suburban Chicago Rosemont and Cicero passed ordinances to limit or ban buses from dropping off homeless illegal migrants in their jurisdictions. But WLS-TV adds that Aurora, Madison, Elburn, Chicago Ridge, and Posen have also passed similar rules. Cities all across northern Chicago are rebelling against Chicago and Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker's sanctuary city obsessions. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.